Well, yes, thank you. this is one of many difficult things we've done and had to talk about. I was the only vote yesterday in finance who voted against. It was 4-1. We only have 6 members, and one was not able to stay for the vote. But as a finance member particularly, I guess I had a kind of a tough feeling from the beginning, because when it says in the resolution that we're authorizing and directing to make these changes before we have all the analysis and all the numbers, I don't think as a responsible finance member, and to be consistent, what I've asked for in the past, I've always asked for in the budgets and to have part of the budgetary process, especially in the benefits area. Now, I'm not talking about the merits of fairness. I'm not talking about whether this should be done and religious reasons, and none of that. Matter of fact, that's another question. I'm not involved in that. I'm not going to impose my views or how I feel. We get in trouble. We talk about fairness. We try to do fairness in contracts, and then we have suits. We have the past on that. Benefits are something very integral to us. It's the greatest cost. Our people are our greatest cost. I would just caution in a kind way to say that be careful what you vote for in a quick kind of process. I know I've looked at this in the past, but there's no way. The author says from the beginning, well, we don't know the numbers, we don't know what the cost. We'll get to that. To pass something, so we pass this, it's a done deal. I mean, we're going to do it. I don't think that's responsible voting. I'm not being a responsible steward of the taxpayers. I'm not being a responsible finance committee member. If we're passing something that I guess the majority wants to do, that they don't really know the repercussions, what the finances are, how many people are involved. There's retirees, there's children, there's based upon, and all that's going to have to come. And then we open a door. When we've done other benefits, we said, well, they're going to be cost neutral. It's only going to be this much. Well, we can guarantee that it's going to be much more than the 700,000 figure we've been given now. I can guarantee you it's going to be much more than that. To vote for something without knowing what it can be, it should be part of the budgetary process. There's no question about it. How is this going to be accounted for? And we come into, I went to State Fair and we talked about transportation. We were led on that. We want to do stuff for behavioral health. All this then has to be done in the context of, priorities, where we put our money, and how much it costs. How are we going to absorb this? Are the department's going to do it? Is this the overall budget? The county executive talked about zero. If we say yes, 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 yes to everything that we're talking about, I don't know how we balance a budget. So we need to do it, and I feel very strong, and I think honestly, Bob, I hope it's done, it's given in a respectful manner. I hope it's received that way. I think I'm acting as a steward. Some of us better act as stewards of what the final budget is going to be. If we're going to be, by mandate and county executive talking about a zero budget, and then so this is whatever this figure will be. I'll guarantee it'll be more than 750,000. There's all sorts of questions. Adoptive children, that we covered that, covered children from previous relationships. If there's all sorts of things. And maybe this can be all worked out. Maybe hopefully in the budget and the county executive can come with something saying, here's how we're going to cover this. Just like we learned about, and I was the only one to vote against that, too, about sick leave and what's going to happen there, what the repercussions are. I think we need to have all those figures to make educated judgment, a responsible judgment for all our taxpayers. So that's my reasoning for it, and I think it's a responsible way to go. And this benefit is going to be given. And if there's enough votes to give this benefit, then fine, but let's make sure we know what exact costs are, how it's going to work on the budget, how we're going to work this budget. I have to work this budget as a responsible finance member. I want to make sure I have everything done. And then by January, maybe all these questions are answered, and we can do it. But I think it would be premature to pass this now and then say this is going to happen. I don't know if we've ever passed something when we didn't know what the actual numbers and what the actual financial repercussions can be. And it's going to be a lot more than we're talking about right now. And that's my reasoning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I wasn't going to talk, but I'll respond to that because I think you know about as much as you're going to know about the finances. We've made a prediction based on take-up rate in other jurisdictions and based on the cost of our plan. As long as we've hired without regard to orientation and family status, assuming we've been doing that all along, then we don't know what our employees' status is and what their take-up rate of this benefit is, and you don't know it any better than anyone knew it when I came here and brought two dependents and added two in the succeeding 3 years. So, that's the nature of this. People don't consult with HR or benefits ahead of time and talk to them about their family planning or who they're going to marry or who they're going to take on as a partner. And it's the same case here. So, you don't know what employee we're hiring January 2nd and whether they're going to come looking to add their domestic partner or whether they're going to get married next year and have a child. These are not things that can be predicted to a fine point. They have to be estimated, and I think best estimates have been used. And I appreciate that we have refined it beyond where we were a couple of years ago on this when we were just sort of broadly ballparking it. So I appreciate the overall general fiscal concern. I just think it's a bizarre double standard here that for this specific class of employees we think we need to know it exactly, but it's fine for the rest of us who get married and have kids that you don't know. You don't know what my take-up rate, what the take-up rate is going to be, or what insurances I'm going to need to, what procedures I'm going to need to draw on next year. So you will never get that, and if that's the standard, we'll never reach it.
Supervisor House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I need to echo and concur a lot of my colleague, Supervisor Lipscomb, on this. When I was running for county boards, and people were happy to hear that I was a married man, and they loved pictures of my children that I think sold my candidacy more than my positions in some for some people.
And qualifications.
Needless to say, Mr. Supervisor.
Oh, lighten up.
Anyway. That part of my resume is awfully brief, but that's not the point. People did not question that. A few might have said, "Oh, I'm so glad you are. It's so good. We're getting good, wholesome people on the board." And yes, thank you. It's where you nod and smile. When I started here, it was not questioned that I was married. It was not questioned that I had two children, including the newish born. And this is taken for granted. We don't know. Yes, we do not know if suddenly our good friend, Mr. Borkowski, the supervisor Borkowski, will suddenly find himself in a position to apply for these very benefits under some strange circumstance we don't know, we can't understand, and that we do not yet see in the tea leaves. That is beyond my payroll, sir. Likewise, we don't know, Mr. Chairman, any of us could become gravely ill. We could die. There was once a time, actually, when I was out of work for several months because of a terrible catastrophe, and my employer then that I helped start, we were a great little software company, but we had no clue about providing short-term disability insurance or long-term or whatever, any kind of insurance like that. And the word insurance was kind of strange to us, which is why I'm glad to be here. But we can't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. We know what we do know. There are known unknowns, and I'm getting very rumsfeld in here, and I apologize for that. We need to move forward on this. We cannot hesitate because there's some things we don't know, because the tea leaves have not turned up, or because the clouds have not yet revealed the pattern that they will take. Yes, keep looking, Mark. Keep looking. Yeah. This is, I think, a good way to ensure that, in fact, that we will be in a better position as a county, as an employer, as an institution that will seek to serve our constituents and our citizens. As I said earlier, we are seeing repeatedly times when we are at a disadvantage because we cannot retain employees, because we cannot get new employees to come on board and work for us. If we do have this benefit, I think we may actually see an upturn in our employee retention and even employee efficiency, because people in the back of their minds, they're not saying, oh my gosh, what do I do about this situation if only we had these benefits? Yeah, it might be one or two. It might be 12, or it might be more. It might be none. I don't know. I can't know. But I urge you, my friends, my colleagues, as the case may be. Mark, Supervisor Borkowski have often said, Mark and I, we often vote totally different ways, but I love the guy. So I'm very blunt with him, as you may appreciate. So, we'll talk. I just want to say this is a good thing to do, and I think we have before us the right way to do it. And eat your oatmeal, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anybody else comment? I guess I would just like to add that I agree with Supervisor Schmidt, and for me it's not a matter of trying to pick, you know, a class of employees or trying to pit people, one group against another, whether you're married or you're not married. Quite frankly, for me, it all boils down to dollars. And if the county had a practice right now of only supplying health insurance benefits to active employees and didn't extend it to their families, even if they were married, and then were coming on to try to bring on a new benefit, I would have the exact same reservation. So it has nothing to do with whether a couple is married or not married, or whether they're same-sex or opposite-sex. It purely comes down to, is this the right time that we can afford to do this benefit? And when all is said and done, this is still a benefit, and it is still something that we're extending. It's a benefit that we're extending. And it's a very difficult time to extend anything in light of the fact that we're telling current active employees we may have to lay you off and we may have to cut your pay to balance a budget. We may have to cut bus service. You know, it may come down to decisions that, you know, do we keep open the King and Kosciuszko community centers and not provide these benefits, or do we provide these benefits and start closing things like that? I mean, this is going to be a very tough decision, and it does belong in the budget process. And so we have a motion to concur with finance and audit by Supervisor Haas.
Yes, we do.
Any other comments? Hearing none, we'll call a roll.
Borkowski?
No.
Schmidt?
No.
Cesars?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Two ayes, four noes, the motion failed.
The matter is still before.
We need another motion.
Okay. Supervisor Cesars.
In this case, it was a motion to concur with finance, so it would not be a negative recommendation.
Right, we didn't concur.
Okay, but it would still be properly before the board.
Sure.
We'll go
to the board for the finance committee. That's correct.
Okay, we have a motion before us to
refer to the finance committee for the budget process.
Okay. Any comment on that motion? Hearing none, please call the roll. Call the vote on that.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Haas?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Four ayes, two noes. The motion to refer this item to the budget process is approved.
All right. I think our business is done here today. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.